kein tzrichen livnois habayis bechochma. This is why when the Torah gives instructions about building a home, what does it say? Build it with humbleness? No. It says bechochma yivne bayis. Kama shekosuv bechochma yivne bayis ubetvuna yiskoinen. The main thing that the house symbolizes is chokhmah and sechel. Haynu shetzrichen livnois habayis l'shem Hashem. Kedei lasek boi b'chokhmah amitiyis sheyatora k'dosha. A Jew is supposed to build a house for Hashem's sake, so that he should be able to study the true chokhmah, which is the Torah, in that house. Ki kol odom tzorech l'chavim b'binyan beisoi. Each and every Jew is supposed to have an intention when he's building his house. Shekemoi shebegashmius hu boine mechitzoi sabayis kedei shieloi mokoim lichnois boi michutz lepneim hu v'chol chafotzer. So that just as on a physical level, the reason why he's building this house is so that he and his possessions should not be outside, but rather they should be able to be inside. That's the terminology. Kemoi kein beruchnius Yachnis hakoil michutz lefnim. So too on a spiritual level, person has to want to take things from the outside and bring them in. Sheyale kol hadvorim mibchinas chitzonius v'yikasher oisem el apnimius shu achochmo shu sheresh hakoil. That a Jew has to realize that his mission in life is to take items that are in a state of chitzonius and transfer them, change them into a bechina of pnimius. As the Pasuk says, Primius, which is Chachma, which is the Shoirish of everything. Kulam bechachma asisa. As the Torah itself says, everything was made with Chachma, meaning all objects in the world, when Hashem originally made them, the first moment they were created, they were with Chachma. They were closest to Hashem, which means they were on a level of Chachma, Sechel. As the world progressed, as things move on, there are different things that end up moving away from Chachma, and they become a Bechina of Chitzainius, and then it's easy for the Klipois to latch on to them and everything. And our mission in life is to restore things to their original purity, which means to bring everything back to Chachma, back to Pnimius. V'alkein, and therefore, ze hashomer, this watchman, shechoyger mosnov lishmor adover, who girds his loins to watch over this item, hu nikra balabayis. We give him this name, balabayis, ki ze ikra bechinas hashmira, because that's the definition of watching something is, sheshomer hadover mikol minei hezekos shebo'em mibachutz. His job is to watch over and protect this item from any kind of harm and damage. Where does harm and damage come from? From outside forces, external forces. That's what they call these klipos, chitzonius. Dehainu, mimazike almo shenikroim chitzonium. All kinds of damage and harm and problems comes from the destroyers, you know, which are the klipos, which are called chitzonium, outside forces. That's what they're called. Ki ikar achizosom b'chutz, because the main place where they're able to do harm is outside. B'bchinas chitzonius, v'ze hashomer tzorech lishmor adover mehem. And this person who has assumed responsibility to watch over this item, this means he's going to be watching against chitzonium. Ule kashroyo lahaloisei lapnimius. How's he going to do that? By taking this item and keeping an eye on it. That's the term. Keeping an eye on it means bringing it into pnimis, attaching it to chachma, bring it into shu bechinas bias, which is synonymous with the term bias. We said bechachma yivne bias. A bias in this case represents chachma. V'alkein nikro hashemer balabayis. This is why the Torah uses the word balabayis specifically for shemer, because his mission is bias. The responsibility of watching over something is similar to the concept of building a house or bringing something inside the house. That's how you usually watch over something. When somebody gives you a bicycle, let's say, or somebody's to watch, yeah, I'll watch, just leave it over there, I'll watch it. No. Give me it 1 minute. Let me put it inside the house. Let me put it inside the yard and lock it. Then I'll know. Because inside is a concept of shmira. Inside is chokhmah, the eyes. Umachmas shezehu avoido kosher, because of the fact that this is a difficult avoda, to take things from chutz and bring it to pnim. Because this is man's struggle in this world. To take all kinds of things and transfer them from chutz to pnim, through Torah and mitzvos, befrat shmiras chafetz mumamoyne shelodom, especially the watching over a person's money or possessions, shehu biatzmoi bechinas avoidas chitzonius kanal, where money and possessions, those items themselves represent chitzonius, gashmius, and now you want to take this gashmius and bring it inside, al kein hashmiru koshemoi. This is why this concept of shmira is very difficult. Ki machmas sheikar achizoson b'chafetzim u'momoin shel hodom, because of the fact that the klipos and tumah, the main thing that they can latch onto is a person's possessions, person's physical belongings, those kind of things. U'befrat ki kishinoisim adover lishmor hu bevatai b'mokom sheshchiyah hezeka, especially since when somebody gives something to somebody to watch, the reason why he's giving it to him to watch is because he knows that it's very possible that harm shall befall this item if it's not watched. Al kein kosher al hashemer mo'id sheyetze yidei choyvas hashmira. Therefore, it's very difficult for a watchman to fulfill his responsibility, sheyeroi lios nikra balabayis al hachefetz, that he should be worthy of this title balabayis on this item, that he actually transferred it from chitzonius to pnimius. He's mekasher the chitzonius to the pnimius. Dahainu sheyekasher hachefetz mibechutz lepnim shezeo bechinas balabayis. That's the term balabayis. Bayis implies inside, the opposite of chutz, the opposite of chitzoni. Al kein hitilo hatoyro lov shvua benekitas chefetz shu hatoyro. This is why the Torah imposed upon him to have to swear, to have to be ready to swear holding a sefer Torah. Mekashrin hakoyel l'sharosho. By holding on to the sefer Torah, it's through the Torah that we attach everything to Chochmah, to its origins. That's the whole concept of the Shulchan Aruch. The fact that Bechol Derochov Doehu. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us how from the moment a person gets up in the morning, all of his physical, going to the bathroom, you have nothing more chitzini than that, and yet you're mekashre to pnimi. There's a bracha after, and there's certain laws of what you're allowed to think about, not allowed to think about in there. That's why you're not allowed to think about Torah in the bathroom. Because the bathroom is chutz, is chitzoni, super, the epitome of chitzonius, which is the opposite of Torah in a sense. There it's impossible to attach it to the Torah by actually bringing Torah in there. Rav Nosson Zal explains in Likutei Halachos in one place that that's why tefillin can't be worn into the bathroom and tzitzis can. Tefillin represents moichin. Moichin can't reach chutz. Tzitzis represents like the light of keser, because it says that kaviyachol, the beard of Hashem, is like white wool. The tzitzis, the whiteness of the tzitzis, represents the dikna, the yud gimel tikuna, the highest level of kedusha, which can even reach down into the makoymas chitzonim. Like when it came to going into Egypt, a malach couldn't go into Egypt. Why? Because a malach is pnimius. Mitzrayim is super chitzonius. It's so chitzonius that it could mess up the pnim. Whereas only Hashem himself was able to go into Mitzrayim. So we're being shown that whenever you're dealing with chutz, it's a difficult battle. And a shomer, whose whole responsibility is to guard this item from outside forces, well, hey man, right away you're in dangerous territory. And therefore, by putting this shvur with a sefer Torah on him, by the Torah immediately, you know, hanging over his head a threat of swearing with the sefer Torah, that's what attaches him to the Torah. That's what makes him realize his responsibility is this pnimius. And that's why they call him balabais. Vizehu v'nikrav balabayis el huelikim. It says that the watchman will come to Bezdin. Bezdin is called, the judges are called Elokim in the Chumash. Balabayis daiko ki krevazu lishvua kamashadar doshu azal. Because the Gemara says when it says over there v'nikrav balabayis, it means he will get ready to swear. V'alkein koiroi kan b'shem balabayis. That's why they call him balabayis. Ki b'shvil zeh tzorech lishova. This is the reason why he's swearing. He's swearing because he's balabayis, because this is his job. She'ikr tikkun ha'shmira hu bebechinas balabayis. His main responsibility of watching this item was in the concept of a homeowner. Lekasher u'lehalos mibechutz lepnim, which is a person who realizes that the whole mission is to take things from outside and bring them inside. Shezehu koshe ma'oid. This is something that's very difficult. Al kein einonu ma'aminim lo yikim al yidei ha'shvua b'nikitas cheves kanal. Therefore, we can't trust him unless he's prepared to swear holding the Sefer Torah. Vezehu v'nikrav balabayis el hu'alikim ki tzorech lekarev u'lehalois ha'koil el hu'alikim. Because this is a Jew's mission in this world, to take everything and bring it close to Hashem. Shehu yizborach boirei hakoyel b'chochmosoi, Hashem creates everything with his chochma, v'hu shoyresh hakoyel. And that's the origin of everything. The origin of everything is chochma. Which means when we talk about food, let's say, fruit, things that Hashem created, it all came from chochma. Now it came into this world and suddenly it became a physical item where we see that it has the potential of being misused, where people eat things that are unhealthy, number one, where people eat without sechel, without watching how much they eat. They close their eyes and eat. People eat while reading. They're reading, their mind is focused on something and they're not reserving any brain power for watching what they're eating or how much they're eating. You know, to eat chashal, eat a fly, or to eat more than they're supposed to because there's no brains. The eating is belich or anything. Whereas the way that the Torah teaches us to eat, from the second, you know, all the laws in growing the food, for starters, and then once it's the making a bracha, while you make a bracha, you're supposed to look at the item. What are you looking for? Chachma, but the eyes, the chachma, the sechel. And making a bracha, you're attaching it to Hashem. And all the different parts of attaching this to chachma, taking this item, which turned into a chitzoini type item, a gashmi type item, and being machnesit lefnim lefnim. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, with this we could also understand a very interesting law. One of the laws of Shomrim is, if let's say I give you my cow to watch for me, you're responsible for it. Now, one of the types of Shomrim is called a Shoyer. If someone borrows something from me, if I lend something to you, you're also a Shomer. You're also responsible to watch over that item. If I give it to you as a gift, it's yours. If I lend it to you, you're responsible to watch it, right? Now the question is, if I lend you my horse and buggy, you're responsible to watch it. What if I lend you my horse and buggy, and I lend you my services also? Then I'm lending it to you. In other words, we're going to take my horse and buggy now and use it for you. But I'm thrown in with the package. Then I'm gonna help you by being the one to lead the wagon and everything. The law is that if the owner of the item is with the item at the time, then all responsibility is on him, not on the shomer.
Even though
it's on loan to the other person. Chiddush.
Shomer, we're talking about shomer chinam.
They're all four types. Shomer chinam, shomer socha, shoyel, which is the one we're talking about right now, or socher, a person who rents something. All of them are called shomer. Different types of watchmen. Because by all of them, there's a certain responsibility of watching over the item. Now, Rav Nosson Zal explains, "Vezeh bechinas shmira bebailim shepoter me'akoyel." This is the concept where the object is being watched by its owner, by the real owner, where in that case, the one that's the shomer is poter completely. Because if Reuven owns a horse, if Reuven owns a saw, an electric saw, and Reuven is lending the saw to Shimon, and Reuven's coming with the saw, I'll lend you my saw and my services. You understand? And while using that saw for you, the saw breaks. Who's chayev? The owner. The original owner.
It's different with a horse?
Excuse me? Same thing with the horse or the wagon. That if its original owner is with it at the time that something goes wrong, then he's responsible. Shehu plia gedoyla al pipshutoi. which is an incredible, difficult thing to understand. You know, it's a chiddush on simple level. Mipnei ma yie potur hashoyel b'shvil shehabaylim osiloi toivo yisera b'tchila v'hishilo yisatzmai gam keneilo. Why should the borrower benefit if the guy who was lending him the saw wasn't only nice enough to lend him the saw, but he lent him his services also? And you, it's a story. Ahakoil al pihanal. However, based on what we just learned, you're going to understand it very well. Ki ikar hashmira bebchinas chitzoinis kanal. We learned earlier that the main concept of watching something is when you're dealing with chitzoinis, when you're dealing with something that's on the outside. If something's inside in a safe, it doesn't need to be watched. Something, the more inside it is, the less it needs to be watched. It's only when something is outside that it requires watching. Ubal hachefetz neged hashoimer hu bebechinas pnimius. The owner of an item, the owner of a car, compared to the one that's borrowing the car, represents a higher level of pnimius related to that car. Ki bechol dovor ubechol darga yesh bechinas pnimius vechitzoinius. Because this is a rule, that when it comes to all items in the world, all items that Hashem created, every single object, or on every level, there's a concept of pnimius and chitzonius. Now, relative to my house, even though you have the right to come into my house, but your ownership on the house isn't the same as mine. You could understand that me, I'm who the owner of the house, have a more pnimi relationship with that house than you do. You, even when you're in the house, it's only temporary, which means it's on a chitzoni level. It could look to somebody like, hey, he owns the house. How do I know? Because I saw him sitting at the kitchen table, so he must be the owner. Were you silly? No, he was just invited for a meal. True, he was sitting there and everything. He looked a little bit like an, but nothing. So Rav Nosson Zal explains, in every object and on every level, there's chitzonius and pnimius. There's the outer and inner. V'chol b'chino ha-govoya me'chaveroi hu b'chinas pnimius neged hanomach mimenu. Whenever we talk about two items, whichever is on a higher level is considered more pnimi than the other item, which is on a lower level, which is considered more chitzoni. Closer to the top, you know, it was an inside job. Inside job means somebody that was more, you know, closer to the top, that kind of thing. V'alkein bal hachefetz hu bebchinas pnimius neged hashoymer oy hashoyel shechal aleim hashmira shu bebchinas chitzonius. Therefore, the owner of an item is certainly more pnimi towards that item than the watchman or the guy that borrowed that item. V'alkein shmira bebailim poter. Therefore, if the owner is involved, then the shomer is going to be potter. Somebody who's watching something with its owner being present, he's going to be exempt. V'davka kishehoya bal hachefetz imoy b'malachtoy b'shas hashay l'kamash razal. On condition that the owner is with the horse or with the cow at the time that it's being lent or rented. Kimeyachar shezeh bal hachefetz. Because if the owner of the item has become a watchman relative to the watchman of the item, nimtza shenase bebechinas chitzonius neged chaveroi, v'chaveroi hu bebechinas pnimius negdoi. So therefore, by the owner lending this item to this person and coming along with it means he intends to be with the item the whole way. So he's becoming a shomer under the first shomer. The first shomer is the person that's borrowing this machine. Reuven owns an electric saw. Shimon wants to borrow the saw. So Reuven brings the saw to Shimon and says, I'll come with it. In other words, I'll help you. I'll do the actual sawing. Now the owner is becoming a shomer under Shimon. By his saying that I'm lending it to you, I'm giving it over into your possession, and I'm going to do the sawing, he's becoming a shomer under Shimon, and therefore nimtze shenase bebechinas chitzonius neged chaveroi. The owner becomes chitzonius to Shimon. Shimon becomes a bechinah of pnimius relative to him. Al kein acharkach kishechavei roize chozar v'shoal mize hashemer ezech efetz. Now, when Reuven, the owner, borrows this item in a sense from Shimon, it's on loan to Shimon, and now Reuven's saying, "I'll do the sawing for you." So it's like he's borrowing it from Shimon. Shuv ein chalolov chiyuv shmira. There is no chiyuv shmira on Shimon anymore, the borrower. Me'achar shuv bebchinas pnimius neged balachefetz hazeh, because he has become a bechin of pnimius compared to the original owner. Because the owner has become a shomer of Shimon's. Ve'yorad lebechinas chitzonius, he has gone down to the bechina of chitzonius by the owner saying, "I'm going to work with this now while it's in your possession." It's like he became a worker for the borrower in a sense. Vehu kenegdoi bebechinas pnimius, whereas Shimon the borrower is a level of pnimius compared to him. Alkein shuv yefsher sheichel olav toros hashmira. Therefore, the concept of shmira no longer applies to Shimon, to the one who's borrowing it. Ki ikur kol dinei chiyuv hashmira hu rak machmas shehashomer hitchayev esatzmoi lotzeis lachutz ulahalois olakashra chefetz michutz lepnim. Because we said the main responsibility and the main problems that come up with Shmira is the fact that this person has assumed upon himself the burden of responsibility of taking this item from a level of chutz into pnim. Shezehu ikar b'chinas ha-shmira. That's the main responsibility of watching something, taking it inside, transferring from chutz to pnim. Nimtza, she'ikar chiyav ha-shmira hu b'chinas chitzonius. So therefore, the main application of the term shmira applies only when it comes to chitzonius. Umeachar sheshoal bebailim, whereas if I borrow this item from you with you attached to it, shehabailim mishubodim elov lishmira, whereby you are now working for me in a sense. I'm like your boss now, even though it's your saw and everything. You're coming to do work for me with your saw. V'heim bebchinas chitzonius negdoi, and the saw plus its original owner are a concept of chitzonius compared to this borrower now, to Shimon. Shuv ein chalol of chiyav hashmira. Therefore, the burden of responsibility for watching is not on Shimon anymore. Ki yefsher sheyehu bebchinas chitzonius negdon, he can't be considered chitzonius compared to them. Me'achar shekvar nas enegdom bebchinas pnimius, because he became pnimius, me'achar sheheim imoi bemalachtoi b'shas ha-shayla, since they both came together at the time that he borrowed this item, the item plus its owner came together, v'heim mechuyovim lishmor loy chafotzov, and it's the owner that's obligated to watch the object. Shezeu bechinas chitzonius negdoi, which is a concept of chitzonius compared to the borrower. Ki ikar chiyuv hashmira hu bechinas chitzonius kanal. The main chiyuv of shmira is on the level of chitzonius. Al kein shmira bebailim poter. Therefore, where the owner is involved in the watching of the item, the borrower is going to be poter. Notice Rav Nosson Zal is explaining, you have to know that everything's relative. There's a dynamics involved. Some people assume that if this thing starts out this way, it remains this way. And it's not true. Things could change every day. Today, this one's tzaddik and this one's rasha, and tomorrow they switch places. And depending on what a person's predicament is, or what an object's position is at any given moment, that's where you put a new label on it, that kind of thing. So that this saw yesterday belonged to me. Yesterday I was the sole person responsible for its shmira. Yesterday I was the chitzonius for, on a certain level I was the chitzonius, but because I was the balabayis of the item, I was a certain level of pnimius. Now, when I agree to lend this item to somebody, that person's becoming a bechina of balabayis on that item. However, he's mechuyev. Normally, if I just give it to him and walk away from it, he's balabayis and he's shomer. He's got super responsibility to watch that item. But when I come with the item, when I'm coming with the item, I'm saying that I'm going to be the one who's going to be under him. I'm coming and putting myself to use for him. It's like I'm coming to work for him, that kind of item. When one person comes to work for another one, there's no question as to who's the upper, who's on the higher level, who's on the lower level, relative to this situation. He's the balabai. I'm coming to his house to work. Who's the balabais? You understand? If I give you my saw, take it home and work with, then I'm the balabai to the saw. If I come into your house and I'm going to work in your house you're the balabais, you're the bechina of pnimius, and I'm the bechina of chitzonius compared to you. You understand? Even though it's my saw, when I'm working on your property, even though it's mine. I'm a level of chitzonius relative to the one who's lending it, you know, who I lent it to. And therefore, it's always the chitzoni one whom the responsibility is on. Clear? No. The one who's more chitzoni, we said a shomer is a concept of chitzoni. The reason for watching is you're watching to protect it from the chitzonim. So it's the one who's closer to the chitzonim, that's who has the burden of responsibility in a sense. Right. So by his coming along and saying that both I and my object are going to work for you, who's the pnim and who's the chitzoni now? The one, the workers, oh, who's the higher level? Exactly. Not even though, because he's with the object, and he's working for the other person, the person who he's working on behalf of becomes Pnim, and the owner becomes Chitzoni. Uh-huh. That's the way Rav Nosson Zal explains it.
In that case, something happened to the saw, who is responsible?
The original owner.
So he's at a higher level then?
No, he's at a lower level.
But he's responsible still.
But he's. That's why he's responsible. Because we said Shmira is Malchus. Shomer is Malchus. Malchus is the lowest level, right? We said in general, when does something need watching? When it's close to the outside. Something
it's
that's inside. It's away, not just away from the owner, away from Pnimius. Leave out the word owner from it. Knows the more pnim an item, the more inside an item is, the less it needs to be watched, right? If I have something inside my yard, inside my house, inside in an inner room in the house, it's most protected. It needs the least, you know, watching on top of it. Whereas if something's outside on the street in front of the house with no fence around it, no nothing, there you better make sure to keep an eye on it because somebody could walk off with it as easy as pie. You understand? So therefore, the concept of Shmira is related to Chitzonis. The more Chutz an item is, the more Shmira it requires. Okay. Now, and the one who's assuming the burden of responsibility of watching, his mission is to take the Chitzoni and to attach it to Pnim, or to bring it Pnim. Correct?
To bring it in.
Bring it inside, because the more he'll bring it inside, the more protected it'll be. Now we're saying, in a usual case, where there's an owner and there's a shomer, the one who assumed to be the shomer, the item, period, the whole responsibility is on him. The fact that he assumed responsibility to guard means he understands that this item is in a status of chutz or chitzoni, and he's the one who's going to be responsible to bring it to Pnim for that period of time that he's responsible to wash it. That's why the Torah calls him balabais, because that's his job. Not that he's the physical balabais, but his job is to bring this in the bias, in quotes, to bring it inside. Now, when you have an owner of an item, and he lends that item to a second person, Reuven owns a car. Reuven says to Shimon, I'm lending you my car. Shimon says, I have to run a couple of errands today. And it's very, you know, I need a car desperately. I don't have a car. Reuven, can you lend me a car? Reuven says, I'll do better than that. I'll lend you my car, and I'm lending you me with it. I'm coming along with it for today. Now, by Reuven saying to Shimon, I'm lending you my car, Reuven's car went into Shimon's possession to a certain level. By bringing himself with it, Reuven went into Shimon's possession. Now, who's the boss and who's the worker between Shimon and Reuven?
But the person who owned the car, which was Reuven.
Yes.
He's still responsible for the car.
Exactly. That's what the
so
halacha
why
says.
Is he? Then what I didn't understand was you were saying that Shimon was closer.
Shimon is more a level of pnim than Reuven is now. By Reuven,
why? What does?
I'm explaining because when we said whenever something's on a higher level than something else, it's called pnim relative to the thing on a lower level. It's called chutz.
So the owner is on a lower level, but he's still responsible.
Exactly. Not, but he's still responsible. Because he's lower level, because he's chutz, compared to Shimon Pnim, the moment I say, I'm coming to work for you, I'm implying you're the boss, you're the chief, I'm the second, you understand?
But usually, the person that's higher, that's the boss, that's the owner, is responsible. In this case, we're saying he's not responsible, because the other, because the owner of the car, Reuven, is coming along.
Exactly.
That's the problem that's...
Exactly. And Rav Nosson Zal's explaining because by his coming along and putting himself and the object under Shimon's jurisdiction, Reuven relative to Shimon is a concept of chutz relative to pnim. Reuven becomes the chutz. And if Reuven is the chutz is the is where the shmir is required. The watching is required by the chutz. We said that the more pnim an item is, the less watching it requires. Reuven coming to be under Shimon's jurisdiction, Reuven is the chutz, Shimon is the pnim.
To me, it doesn't seem like he really came under anybody's jurisdiction because he's still. Reuven didn't really loan him the car.
Yes, he did. That's what you're not understanding. When we talk to friends, we assume that if I say, I'll lend you my car, you know, and I'll drive it to you, I'll do the errand, we assume that I'm still in charge. I didn't put myself under him whatsoever. I can change my mind any second, you know, and just walk away from him and just forget about him. But it's not really true. Because the moment a person says, I'm lending you something, you know, the moment a person commits himself verbally or certainly in writing, it's a certain level of commitment. Honestly, I'm lending you my sword means I'm transferring it into your ownership on a certain level, which is coming with a whole slew of responsibility. There's 60 pages of Gemara and 600 pages of Shulchan Aruch explaining what takes place the moment I hand you my pen. Even though you would say, what kind of silly thing is that? You can take it right back in a second. Eh? No, there's a lot of action taking place when I lend you something or when I give you something to watch for me. A lot of things that we don't see physically but spiritually that are taking place by me putting it in your possession for a certain period of time.
I'll do you a favor. I'll drive to New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, my car, but
it's not the same. It's not the same. You know, so if a person says, I'll drive you, that doesn't mean literally that I'm lending you the car and I'm throwing myself along with it. That's not the same thing at all. It's not the same thing. What I'm talking about is a specific case where somebody says, can I borrow this item? And the person says, yes. Not only that, not only am I going to let you borrow it, but I'm coming along with it.
I'm coming along and I'm going to be responsible.
Exactly. Why? Because I'm going to be the chitzoni. By me giving it over to you with myself, I'm the chitzoni compared to you who are pnim.
Okay.